And now you are tuned into The Block Report. Welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And on this edition of The Block Report, we may get into a little bit of some of the news and items and things that are happening out there. There are some things that I haven't commented on. As you know, that this is my comment piece. This is where I comment on things that are happening or that are out there in the main media or on the side media, wherever there is any media, or things that are happening on the street, and or just things that I happen to have an opinion on. As always, you can find The Block Report on your favorite podcasting sites, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and of course, where we're broadcasting live from now, directly, anchor.fm. Now, you can go to the Block Report page on facebook.com/TheBlockReport, leave your comments, share. Oh, and we love it. Whatever site that you are tuning in from or medium that you are using to listen to the podcast, please subscribe, share, like, and review us. What is on my mind today? Well, a few things are on my mind. And a few of the things that we will be discussing is how important it is to tell your story first. Frame the narrative first. Now, there are a lot of people out there. I'm not the most politically savvy or gifted orator. So on this edition, I'm going to keep it on a level where we're going to explore different levels, and because everything is on the same plane. It's from one side to the next. It's not vertical, it's horizontal. It's not one higher or lower, unless we're speaking of frequencies. But the thing is, the frequency we're on right now, everything is on the same plane. It's important for you to keep control of the narrative, even if you are not given the narrative to others that are out there, because you can explain your narrative, or you not explain, but you can express the narrative and direct the narrative to those that are in your immediate reach. And that's great. That's establishing your base. However, if you don't have the means just as yet to do so, then you should control the narrative in your head at least. Because there's a difference. There's the outside world and there's the world in between your ears. And you need to know which one is which and how to navigate each. Now, what am I talking about, you're saying? Well, we're going to get to that good stuff in a few. And why you need to control the narrative is because people out there will go ahead and make a situation up and make it seem as if you suffered, suffered is not the word I'm trying to use here. But people will make a situation up and describe things when it's in regards to you and what you're doing in a way that makes you less than presentable or in a less than favorable position, because the thing is, they wear a cologne and the cologne's name is Envy, and it stinks every time they come around. Now, why do people do this? Well, we're going to get into that in a few. We'll probably touch it based on that. But what I'm saying is this, is that when you find yourself in a situation where people don't have a way to actually have a physical or tangible loss that they say that they could attribute to you, to say that you took an L somehow, they will manufacture a way for you to say that you took an L. People will make up anything possible. They will distort, distract, divert all kinds of information in any situation once they have envy on their mind and in their heart against you. They will try to turn it into a situation where somehow you took an L, or you lost, or you're less than, because their whole thing is that they are bastardized, ghettoized, powerless, helpless, suffering little beings. And once they see something in you that looks nothing like that, well, that's when the mischief comes. That's why you must control the narrative between your ears and in the outside world. Now, things may get away from you from time to time, because as far as in the, you are not always able to control every single thing in the outside, but you must be able to be in control of every aspect on the inside. You see, the thing is, you already have people out there that dislike you, that don't have a good opinion of you anyway. So they can't wait to hear something that would disparage or tarnish your reputation or your likeness down. They can't wait for that moment to tear you down in any aspect they find reasonable. And as I said, it's due to their ghettoized, bastardized mentality. You see, you don't find winners in life who win repeatedly looking to find someone to pick a fight with or to name call. Real winners, I mean, people who really win, not someone who was given a win just because they showed up and who their daddy was. You see, there's a society, a segment of society where you have these individuals that have no purpose, and they have zero scruples or principles. You see them all the time. They're always making a whole lot of noise and making excuses. Why? And asking questions. Why are you doing this to me? You can't do this to me. And all this nonsense talk. Usually very tough when they have the numbers on their side. Oh, but when the tables turn and they have to face up to situations by themselves, it's a different story. They become the biggest victim you ever encountered. So it's important for those of you that are on the path to building legacy to know that these individuals exist out there and to know how to maneuver around it. They say they wonder, why is it that everybody, they want to know and wonder, why is it all these athletes and entertainers that become big end up leaving the hood? Because the hood has nothing to offer and it offered nothing to their success. Or let me correct that. What it had to offer was a bunch of ghettoized, bastardized, mentally distraught, excuse-making, whining individuals that want to see you in as much misery and more that they are in. It's not my fault what happened to any of you. It's not my fault, but you think you see me in you, and you might want to lash out at me. You see, one of the things in society, especially in Black society, they know they're not going to go travel out to a white neighborhood. Very few of them ever will. Because especially these ghettoized, bastardized mentality ones, they're not going out to no white neighborhood to go ahead and do any sort of damage. Unless some white girl or some white boy took them there. But what they'll do is they'll constantly cause conflict and problems in their own neighborhood. You see, these individuals, we need to correct that in the neighborhood. This talk of community policing, I believe that is definitely well overdue. It's time for something like that to happen and go on. Because now, oh wow, You have nothing but a bunch of individuals that have bought into some Frankenstein culture. Frankenstein, what do I mean by Frankenstein culture? It was manufactured. This hip-hop thing, so-called what you want to call hip-hop now, with these individuals that are all drugged up, dummied up, basically with no purpose and no direction, out here with time to mess with people. Yeah, that's what you got going on out here. So it's important to control the narrative inside your head, especially. There's only so much you can do about the narrative on the outside, but you can do something about it. But one thing you must do is pay attention to the things that you control, you can control, and control them. Master that. Have power over that. And then proceed to manifest the brilliance of having the master of that, the mastery of that, in the outside world. As I said, it's a Frankenstein type of culture. And you know, I don't know if any of you have ever read the story of Frankenstein. You might have saw the movie, but if you know, Frankenstein, in the end, the townspeople came for him to destroy and finish it off. So, and that is exactly what will happen to this ghettoized, bastardized, weakling mentality that I see that is running around out here. It will be destroyed. One way or the other. One of the things about a rebellion, or that would make a rebellion successful, I quote, it's basically you have to, not that I quote, but let me, because we're not going to quote now, but let me say this. Is that you must get rid of the weakest links in the chain first. They must be neutralized. And otherwise, then you set yourself up for failure and the rebellion to be thwarted. And if you hold on to that mentality, which we've spoken about already, or people with that mentality, then you will find yourself in a sticky situation. And all your plans will be thwarted. If you go into business with a, you think you go, first of all, you can't go into business with someone with a ghettoized, bastardized mentality. That's the first thing. They know nothing about business. You cannot go into business or do anything of any substance with someone with this mentality. Their life is full of begging for chances, opportunities, trying to get over on others, looking for a way to come up. It's not about, let me take responsibility for my life and make moves. It's not about that at all. Let me look to build something. No, it's not about that at all. It's about excuse making, pocket watching, garbage TV talk, stupid rap song singing, celebrity admiration, celebritism, and all this other buffoonery and goofiness. And what they want in the end is not to see you shine. No, they don't want to see you shine. See, because they're doing the demon's work too. So it's very important that you control the narrative. Very important. You see, what does it matter that some loser, going nowhere person, forms an opinion of someone who is building something, someone of substance, someone of character? What does it matter, their opinion about you? Some bottom feeder decides to build an opinion on you. What does that matter? Because I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, they're going to lie. They're not going to tell the truth. Because every time they see you, they see what they lack. They see what they're lacking. And it gets them mad because they're like, who the hell do you think you are to think that you could do that? I couldn't do it. What you have to see here is that It's not haters of you. They're not hating you. They're hating themselves and they're hating their failure. That they're failures, they're cowards. They're bottom feeders, they're leeches, they're the dregs of society, they're the losers, the scum of society. And they hate to see themselves in that way. And there you go, having some sort of pride, having some sort of dignity, some standard, some elegance, some reverence. It's very important that you control the narrative. I'm going to be uploading another episode shortly after this one, possibly. We'll see how I feel. But there's more topics that I'm going to talk about and that I have some serious commentary to speak on. However, I don't feel at this time to meld and put all of it in this one episode. But I wanted to express this because from this point on, when I say whatever I'm saying and what I'm doing, you will be able to reference to this particular episode as well as others, but this one right here, to know that I'm on a campaign. You will be able to recognize that and see that I'm on a mission. And it's about correcting some things out here. Well, as always, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Block Report, sponsored by TDK MGMT, TDK Visions Inc. And you can, of course, tune in and hear the podcast on all your favorite podcasts and networks, including Anchor.fm, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Podcasts. So it's a few of them. They're out there. Just so many of them. But of course, we ask you once again to like, share, and subscribe. And you can check out the Block Report page on Facebook.com. And as always, we like to tell you, always be you, always be your best, and, you know, we'll be on again doing our thing very soon. So until then, y'all enjoy and have a great and prosperous day.